The word today is productive. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. God expects us to be productive. He grants us His gifts for our benefit and to develop the kingdom of His Son, Jesus. Christians are managers, stewards of God's resources. We are to use them to build up the kingdom of God through reaching others with the good news of Christ. It's exciting to extend the kingdom of Jesus to more people. Here to encourage us more on this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Productive.
I believe one of the most important chapters in the New Testament is John chapter 15. Jesus is in the middle of a discussion. This is the night before He is crucified, and He's kind of reviewing everything that He has told His followers for the last 3 years that they'd walked side by side with Him. And there is an intensity to John chapter 15 and an emphasis on the fact that two things. One, you must remain in Christ. You have to be connected with Jesus if you want to stay spiritually alive. And second, your purpose is to bear fruit. Your goal in remaining alive in Jesus is for one primary thing, not for yourself, but to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. That is to bring others to the Lord Jesus. Listen to this to get some sense of this from John 15, starting at verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. This kind of discussion is going on over and over in John chapter 15. It's like Jesus is emphasizing this to try to put this solidly, deeply into the minds of the apostles. And living faith in Jesus not only grows in our personal love and trust of God and appreciation for our salvation, but it produces. And this is a part that many Christians fall down on. We just, like a sponge, love to absorb God's kindness, His favor, His blessings. We just can't get enough of this. But when a sponge gets full, it needs to show its purpose in being wrung out, in sharing. And this is the part that Christians aren't doing enough of. We're growing lovely, but we're not producing enough. And there is an emphasis here that there's an expectation that you are to be productive for the kingdom. See, too many people are productive for themselves or for their family. They may start a business and want to get wealthy in order to have a very nice, posh life and in order to have all of the nice toys and amenities that go with having made it in life. And yet, that's not getting anything done for the kingdom of God. It's getting zero done for the kingdom. I need you to realize, to wake up and realize that you might think you're some kind of wonderful believer, as though you're a fairly moral person and you appreciate God and His salvation. But if you're not getting anything done for the kingdom, you're a failure. Now, you may think that I am really overstressing this point, but when you start looking into the Gospels and actually reading them, you will see I am on point. This is absolutely true. And this is coming from the Savior Himself. Now, let me give you an example. If you were finding that one of your employers was slacking, was not really working terribly hard, would you be impressed? Would you give them a raise? I don't think so. You'd probably fire them. Well, What about your productivity for the kingdom of God? Let me ask, how much are you giving to the Lord in offerings? How much witnessing are you doing from your lips, from your mouth? How many people have you helped that is just over and above? How many people have you given money? How much time have you spent assisting others in the name of Jesus? If your answer to this is very little, then you're a useless employee to Jesus. Then you're a worthless servant. And it's time to repent. It's time to change. You see, Jesus is expecting productivity. He is the owner of the business, so to speak, the church. And he is not content with you just slacking off. Let's take a look at some of the words of John the Baptizer to the Pharisees, these really highfalutin religious people. In Matthew 3, he says, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And then he concludes, every tree that does not produce fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Now we know that originally the context of that was because they were not going to receive Jesus. They needed to repent and receive Jesus. Well, your first task, anyone who is listening to this here today, your first task is to repent of your sin, your self-righteousness, and to receive Jesus as Lord. But that's not the only thing God is looking for from you. He is looking for you to be a good manager, a good steward of what he's given you. For what purpose? So that you will bring others to Christ. Stewards are either rewarded or disciplined in Jesus' parables. Listen to this statement from Matthew 13. Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. I don't know if you understand the eternal implications of that. When the owner gives the servants, the workers, the money to use for his extension of his business, the equivalent is Christ giving you gifts and means for extension of his kingdom. If you don't use it well, it'll be taken from you. Now, this is tantamount to your saying your faith is going to be proven by what you do. That's a scriptural principle. You're either going to use what God has given you for his purpose, for his kingdom, or you're not. That's going to prove whether you truly love the Lord Jesus or not. You can fake it, you can pretend, you can put off some people, but you're not going to fool God in that. You're either working for his kingdom or you're not. Here's the bottom line. If you don't receive Jesus as Lord, as Master, as the one you're working for in his kingdom, if you don't receive Jesus as Lord, you're producing nothing of eternal value. You can make all kinds of widgets and devices. You can have millions and millions of dollars. You can employ all kinds of people. You can have vast social influence. And if you're not doing anything for the kingdom of Christ, you're doing nothing of eternal value. And so there's a lot of us that need to wake up. We've been thinking we're doing just fine as Christians, but the answer is no. Not until you start getting super productive for the kingdom of Christ. You know, go to John 15 and take a look at this. You have to first remain in Jesus. He would love for you to remain in him, to devour the word of God, to listen to it, to let the Holy Spirit teach you and grow you and mature you. Christ is the source of salvation. You have to come to the right place for eternal life, and that's Jesus. But he is also expecting you to grow and produce. That's why he is constantly reinforcing in this chapter, remain in me and bear fruit. Both of these are repeated over and over again. Why are we calling you? Anybody who is listening to this program today, why are we calling you to put your faith and hope in Jesus Christ? Do we want you to be saved for eternity? Yes, yes, obviously. But it's not just for you. It's for the people that you can reach for the Lord Jesus. It's for the fruit you will bear. This is what Jesus is looking for. He's not going to give you all of his forgiveness and love and salvation and redemption and a resurrection from the dead and all just so you can hog it to yourself. He wants it shared. He wants others to come through you, that you will bear fruit and bear it abundantly. You know, John alluded to something here in chapter 15, verse 2. Jesus is talking, and he says of the gardener, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. How important is it that you're exercising your abilities, your money, your will in the extension of the kingdom of God? How important is that? What do you think it means that you cut off a branch that bears no fruit? That's judgment. God's curse is going to fall on those who bear nothing for the kingdom and those who are bearing bad fruit in wickedness, vile deeds, worldliness. That's a call to repent. Now, these have been very strong words, but I think you're going to find that as you listen to Jesus or read his words in the New Testament, this is totally accurate, that God has redeemed you and saved you, not just for you, not just to take, but that you will then give of your love, your money, your time to show the love of Jesus with the purpose that you're going to be productive for the kingdom. There's a parable in Luke chapter 13 about a tree that's not productive for 3 years. And the gardener says, the owner of the vineyard or the garden says to the gardener, cut it down. It's wasting my soil. And the gardener says, let me fertilize, dig around one more year. And if it produces, great. And if not, then you can cut it down. This message of warning is coming to you so that you will not be unproductive. Take and receive the love, the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, but then get moving. Do something with it. Produce for the kingdom of God and find great joy in not just growing in your faith, but also being productive, winning people for the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.